So the rates of anal cancer are increasing slowly, particularly or more rapidly in the HIV cohorts and in the patients who are systemically immunosuppressed. We have more patients who are immunosuppressed in Nottingham than we do HIV cohorts. The role of anal men who have sex with men and the role of anal receptive intercourse is contentious. People say that some of the big cohorts in the States, in San Francisco particularly, where there are large gay communities, say that there may be sort of evidence that patients who have men who have sex with men have a lot of prostaglandins from seminal fluid, and that these may be immunosuppressive in themselves, or they have a large number of partners. But it's all quite speculative, and we don't really have a good handle on the other etiological factors. What we do know is that whereas in the early days of HIV infection, a lot of gay men with anal intraepithelial neoplasia developed anal cancer and died very quickly, but more because of their HIV. Since the advent of the aggressive antiretroviral therapy, heart therapy, the overall survival of patients with HIV is increasing, and we therefore have a ticking time bomb that we're going to have more and more patients presenting with severe anal dysplasia, with anal cancer, and at the present time don't have a good way of treating it. So that before we can really decide what the best treatment strategy is, it would be helpful to know something about the natural history of the disease, and that's something that we're looking at and that we've been following for probably about 18 years now. Not